I'll try to keep the homily short since I have an appointment coming up. But today I'm very grateful for the first reading when St. Peter received an image and a vision that in some way help us as Catholics to enjoy pork and all the animals that live on the earth. Today, St. Peter see a vision that said and reminded him that whatever the Lord has created is for our own good, for our own use. Therefore, he made all animals clean, that we can eat them all, and we can become good stewards of his creation as well. But the second part of the reading reminds us that too, that we're no longer being held back by lineage, by heritage, or by some national or cultural identity. And which lead me toward the point that I want to make from the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters, that we must remember, especially during this election year, that we must remember first and foremost that we are Catholics. We must remember that. And our identity and our final destination, it not just on this world, but in front of the Lord. We must remember this, my brothers and sisters, what it means to be Catholic, that we are universal. Our faith is universal. It's not something that is made for people in California, people in Texas, people in America. We are the universal church. And what does this mean to be a universal church? It's to recognize that Christ is our shepherd. And Jesus said very clearly today, my brothers and sisters, that everyone who come were thieves because they only tried to help themselves. Remember this, my brothers and sisters, there will be people in our life that will use the scriptures to enrich themselves. Do not listen to them. Listen to Christ. And listening to Christ is important by doing what? By having a life of prayer, by having a life of worship. Do we recognize the voice of Jesus or not, my brothers and sisters? And do we heed to his calling for us to give our life to love our neighbor and to follow him or not? Or do we still hold on to our own will, our own ego, our own identity that we have made for ourselves? Who we belong to is much more than something we have created by society, by government, or by man. We belong to God. And this is what's important, my brothers and sisters, that we must heed to the call that Christ has for us. How is your prayer life? How is your life of worship? Do you come to Mass already angry, already frustrated, already filled with the things that you keep hearing on the news that make you lose heart? Do you come to Mass already complaining to the good Lord how bad America is or how worse things have been? Please let me give you a reality check. I just got back from a deployment, and America is pretty great. Be grateful for it. Sometimes we complain a lot. You're not military, right? Why do I say that? I joked yesterday out at the base that the one thing that military people love to do the most is that they just sit around and complain. You're not military, right? So don't complain all the time. Learn to suck it up. Learn to be grateful and learn to recognize the Lord and learn who you and I are called to be. That we belong to the Good Shepherd. We are Catholic. And we are not strangers to one another. We are brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters. How are we taking care of our brothers and sisters beyond politics, beyond ideology, beyond revolutions, beyond all these things that sound nice on the outside? How am I choosing personally to take care of my brothers and sisters? How do I care for those who are around me, especially those whom I don't like? How do I see Christ in them and give my life to them, just as Christ hath given his life for me? He didn't come to save only Americans. He didn't come to save only the Jewish people. He didn't come to save a particular people. He came to give his life as expiation for our sin, to die for all. Remember that. Whether we like one person or not, if one day when we die, when we see the good Lord face to face, and if he grant us heaven right away, or after a period of purgation, when we get to see heaven, guess what? You have to spend eternity with the people you don't like on earth. So begin now. Begin now seeking how to love him and how to follow him, but most important of all, how to listen to him and let he himself, the good shepherd, speak to us first and give us his peace.